Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bruce Fisher is with us on the WBEN Troquer College Live Line, Senior Advisor at Strategy Corp and former Deputy Erie County Executive. Bruce, good morning. Thank you. We're looking at some political developments that have happened this week. And let's start with Andrew Cuomo, who's in the news. He faced a pile-on at the New York City mayoral debate last night. He was pressed on his role in deaths in nursing homes during COVID and whether or not he lied to Congress. What do you make of this? Is this what happens when you're a front runner?
Absolutely. That debate last night, and there's another one in a week or so, was eight other people also run up against the front runner. And Andrew Cuomo, in that very complicated way that they're doing the mayoral race in New York these days, ranked choice voting, was the clear front runner. He's probably going to win with an outright victory, being the Democratic nominee, with all he's going to do is get 50% of the vote. Sounds difficult because there's some very formidable candidates there, like Assembly Member Mamdani and Speaker of the New York City Council. But even if he doesn't win that 50%, he'll be on the ballot in November anyway, because he also has a minor party line. So the fact is that Cuomo is probably going to be the next mayor of New York City. And for all of the folks who criticize Cuomo as in his personal behavior, there are a lot of folks who remember that Cuomo was the steady hand during the COVID crisis. So exaggerating numbers or quibbling about when the personal protection devices, masks, vaccines were delivered, that doesn't seem to be a political fact today in New York City.
You know, is this a new lesson in politics almost? Cuomo, in a recent interview, says he wishes he had never resigned from the governor's office. Do you think he would have won re-election even amidst all the scandal that he was involved in? And, you know, maybe if so, is this now a blueprint for everybody? I mean, we've seen so many politicians step down because of some sort of scandal. Might those days be nearing an end?
I think that we're in the age of everybody getting their information from their phones, unless they're in the car listening to you two. And that's the new reality. The news cycle now is not a few hours. It's not a day. It's just a few hours. Reputation enhancement like you've never seen before by meme. Look, we have a sitting president who, whether or not you like it, was adjudicated by a couple of courts as having done wrong. He was convicted in a New York City court of 34 felonies. He seems to have weathered that crisis okay. This situation with Cuomo is very much an expression of the desire of New Yorkers for a known quantity, a steady hand, a seasoned executive. He's in a field. I mean, look, he's being challenged by a 33-year-old charismatic young man of Palestinian extraction. This in the most pro-Israel place in the United States. I mean, it's very unlikely that a pro-Hamas or pro-Palestinian is going to thwart Andrew Cuomo, a veteran who has deep roots in the black community there, endorsed by organized labor, and has been missing no opportunity to remind folks that he's pro-Israel. So I think those things matter, and the situation always matters. If it were Cuomo versus one charismatic person, that would be different. But he's up against eight.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And, you know, Bruce, he's also up against Eric Adams, who's got a lot of baggage himself. He'll be running as an independent in the fall.
Yes.
How do you see those two going head to head?
Eric Adams has no base. Eric Adams has nothing going for him. And the fact that he's going to be on the ballot in the fall is kind of irrelevant. It's an asterisk. We will all be talking about Andrew Cuomo. Look, it could be a four-way race in the fall. I mean, it could be Andrew Cuomo versus Eric Adams versus this Speaker of the New York City. I keep wanting to call her Assembly because I never think of Speaker. You know, the lead person in the Council of New York City. So and of course, Mamdani, who will come in second. It could be all four of them. But even in that circumstance, I cannot see that any of the other three will raise the money, have the name recognition, have the momentum, and have support than Andrew Cuomo would.
I'm wondering if you'd say similar things about Antonio Delgado, the lieutenant governor who announced that he'd be challenging Governor Kathy Hochul. And the one thing that I kept coming back to the day after he made this announcement was, who? You know, in Kathy Hochul, when she had that role of lieutenant governor, you know, you could say whatever about the role, ceremonial, but she was in a lot of places. She traveled the state and she made appearances. I can think of maybe once that I remember Delgado being in Western New York for anything during his time as lieutenant governor. Does he have the name recognition to provide a serious challenge?
The short answer is no. The more fun answer is that being lieutenant governor is rather like being put into the witness protection program. You're never heard from again. That's a line from my friend, former Mayor Bill Johnson of Rochester. I mean, look, Kathy Hochul, like Patterson, former Governor David Patterson, were the only two lieutenant governors in memory who became governor because of fluke circumstances. But only Kathy Hochul had done exactly what you described, which is building her own name recognition, going around the state for 5 years and letting people know that she existed. And, you know, she was able to go from being nobody to being governor. Well, I don't know that Delgado has that opportunity. I don't know that he is going to be able to pull it off in a Democratic primary. The real question is, would Elise Stefanik, the North Country member of the House of Representatives, who's very close to Donald Trump and who was thinking about running as a Republican, challenging Kathy Hochul, whether by a year from now, New York State would be interested in somebody who is not Kathy Hochul. And my gut tells me that it's very, very difficult. It's going to be very difficult for a Republican to win in New York State, especially because of the economic consequences of some of the Trump administration's decisions about tariffs and about energy and about the social safety net. It's going to be very difficult for a Republican to run, even though Kathy Hochul is very far down in the polls.
Bruce, great to talk with you again. Thank you for joining us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.